No,
Or
it's just a good match.
Yeah.
Find anything new?
No, nothing special.
I have a little bit of
Trades.
Chameleon and stuff. I'm out there and let's see.
Like, they're like, well, I have just a little bit of time, so I hope it's something we can work with, but
No, I have to say,
Do you have a lot of new information?
Settle down.
Do you have a lot of new information?
Well, I heard that there was a new component, speech recognition component, which was pretty much up to standard, so we might use that. I put that in my drawing, but again, I did not have that much time to.
I have a lot of I have a big list of everything that we can use. All the components that are available.
Okay, let's just see. Let me just
Still don't have any final information, but I think we have a lot more to go over.
Okay, that's too bad. You need to
Yeah, I
start
have
your turn.
Okay.
Go again?
Well, second phase of central design. That's fine. Everybody knows what we're talking about, so.
Yeah.
Take your last minutes of last meeting again. Again, you get your three presentations, see what you came up with. So not too bad you don't have any finance information, right? It's too bad. So then we'll just have to go on all the information that we have to make the make final decision on a conceptual design, so. There you go. Anyway, last time, you'll remember that we have to keep the electronics size in mind. So it goes for you. If you have an easy design with big buttons which are durable, and that people actually spend money to get more features. And among those features, LCD screen and voice recognition are very popular. So we have to make a move on that area, I guess. Especially when the new component is applicable in our product, we'll be fine. Anyways, well, Deltek is important, and that's what it's related to the consumer. And we aim for young consumers, so that's fine. And well, actually, yeah, we did need some more data on finances, but yeah, we still don't have that. That's too bad. Now we need to we are going to implement the beep and the flashing to recover your remote, so. Well, these interchangeable covers apparently, which will make it a more fashionable product. So. Going to humans anyway. So we'll have to do this after the FC with your presentation, so we'll just close this one now. And let's see.
Okay,
what's in here? Was about to tell, you had a lot to go on, so I'll let you go first.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay, this I mentioned before, every feature of our remote control needs it to have their own operating electronic devices, so we should take care of it. Then, warning, there has to be a chip in our remote control, and the chip requirements needed for a normal button is just a simple chip. Scroll wheel, regular, and LCD is an advanced. Of course, this is more expensive than this, so we have to decide on that in a minute. The available components for energy are, we have a basic battery, a hand dynamo, like in old torches. We have a kinetic provision, then you have to shake your remote control to get energy. And we have solar cells. I suggest that we decide on that one in one time for this. So my personal favorite is the kinetic provision because
does it provide enough energy?
I think so, yes.
Also, if we were to choose the LCD option,
yes,
would it give us energy?
Okay. Because I mean, the information you take the remote control, you pick it up at least 2 times a day. So then it's already shaken and gives.
Well, I'm not sure if it's
is that enough?
Because
I don't really see people shaking their remote control before using
them. Watches can go on kinetic energy because they move all the time. But I'm sure. I mean, remotes lie still, I think, like 99% of the time. So I don't think that's a weird. The other options were solar cells. I don't think that's applicable.
Other options are solar cells, hand dynamo, and basic battery.
Why shouldn't we take a basic battery?
Yeah. Rechargeable.
Only basic battery. Okay,
but I think
it's
everybody knows to use that. It's common, so, and it's available everywhere. So why should
yeah, but I think this rules out our units, our rechargeable units. This is really
yeah,
really big normal.
Yeah, it wasn't in the options of rechargeable module.
Okay, that's no.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
course you could place rechargeable batteries, but that's up to the consumer himself, so.
Okay, but then we don't offer rechargeable function.
Well, it's not in the list, so we cannot choose from it, so.
Exactly. Alright.
Right, if the batteries.
Next one is curving. We can make a model that has one curve, two or three. And
Curving
being the shape. Of course, the more numbers, the more expensive.
Remote control
Exactly.
itself.
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking along the line of one curve, I'll show that in my design.
We'll get
back
to
that.
I think one curve is
Well, what ratification
depends on
the
use.
More curves it gets more expensive.
More expensive.
Okay,
more
so I think with the extras that we have there, it's two curves as well.
Okay. And I believe even that the number of options we have on putting things in it goes down.
As it increases, okay.
Exactly. Material. I have to offer plastic, rubber, wood or titanium. If we choose plastic, we cannot choose solar cells for energy. If we choose titanium, we cannot use more than one curve.
More than one curve.
Okay.
We'll just go
I'd go for plastic because I have a couple of curves in my design. Let's just get back to
Maybe
that.
I'm sure I think we can rule out. I'm not sure we can rule anything out. We'll do that when you get to your side.
But I think wood is not an option.
No,
no wood is
not
an option. Like it's stylish. We can, yeah, we can change the colors anyway.
My personal thought was rubber, because I had an email, I believe it was from you.
Yeah, keep in mind that it's fall. Remote controls fall on the ground, so you don't want it to break. So you either have rubber edges or a rubber remote control that's very durable for that.
It doesn't have to be unbreakable.
It doesn't have to be unbreakable.
Do we need to keep selling these?
It's not supposed to break after one use.
Okay.
Well,
that's
fall a lot.
Definitely true.
I think we have to decide on this anyway. Because if you make removable covers, it has to be one of those materials. We have no more than this.
Because, well, will rubber actually protect the remote control itself?
Well, yeah, for example, if you take hard plastic, it falls in like crap. The rubber kind of.
Yeah, but then you buy a new cover. But
I'm not sure it's the entire cover you change.
Are we focusing
no,
on the.
We're focusing very much on the covers now. I think it's just now we're going for the basic design. If we want to expand our options to be fashionable, then we can get changeable covers. But I think the basic thing, let's just rule out wood for now.
But are we focusing on the younger people or the elder people?
We're definitely focusing on the younger
okay.
people because
okay.
that was
yeah,
our
okay.
main goal.
Thanks.
Right. Can I proceed? But I need to know after the meeting.
Okay, we will.
Interface. I have four things to offer. Normal push buttons, of course. We have a lot of expertise on that one. We have a large history of our company. Push buttons. Scroll wheels, those can be pushed as well, although that is more expensive. Liquid crystal color display, and okay, and if we use rubber, I mentioned it, we can only use rubber buttons, so rubber can only match with rubber. Which one of those are we going to use? Push buttons, that's
I think of course we're going to use it.
Yeah,
I think we're going to thought of a scroll wheel actually. Still deciding on what could you use it for? Maybe
I think
voice control channel, I think that would be annoying because it might accidentally scroll to another channel. I think a push button for channel would be better. I mean, for a voice control, it's a smoother motion, you can just increase or decrease. But
yeah,
for channel,
is it really necessary? Because normally,
I don't think so. I
push
I
button can do that.
But
so
I don't think
you
really need one.
My investigation turns out that the younger people want a little bit of material that is spongy.
I think so. Cool. It's not that much. If you take a normal scroll wheel without pushing it, that is not
Why
but why would we use it?
We don't need it. It's why put it in there in your, if it's not something that people are looking for or is useful?
I think they are looking for it. Because we have a young target group, so they might find that.
Yeah, but if it's not useful, I don't think it gives an extra function to the room. Anyway.
Okay. So push buttons we will use. LCD screen?
Perhaps. I have
you
two
get on
different
the LCD screen? Is it expensive? Is it
I only know that if we are using that, we need an advanced chip, yes, and that is more.
And how much more expensive is that?
I have no idea. I have no absolute numbers.
Absolute numbers, but it's just more expensive and takes more room, I suppose, in your.
Yeah, but I don't think room is really an issue.
I think it's an issue, okay. So let's go for, let's say, because it is very hot in our target group, I think we should take into consideration to build an LCD screen.
I have two designs, one including an LCD screen
Okay.
Which is basically the deluxe edition, and then I also have a standard edition, which will you can also choose to develop
the same functionality, but
yeah.
Less the LCD screen.
Exactly.
Okay.
But
we'll pick from that. Just combine everything later.
Okay. Electronics, the first one is the chip. That's no longer an option. It has to be a more advanced one now, because we have less screen. Then we have an infrared sender. I think that's
basically
it. Otherwise it's not a remote control.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the sample sensor and speaker, the voice recognition thing. Are we going to do this?
Once again, I would assume it's expensive, but apparently you can have a
I would have a relative.
Well, what was exactly what you got on the
I got an email that it's relatively small.
It's small, so we can implement it.
Yes.
So why if it's small and we can implement it, why shouldn't we?
Yeah.
And there's
that
it goes on the last report. What was the last number? How many people were interested in voice recognition? I know it's hard for different countries, of course.
Most of them.
You have to program it yourself, I suppose. With your own voice.
But more than 60%.
More than 60% of the people would like
voice recognition. Mean of a 70% I think.
If it's small, if it fits, and people like it, why not?
But don't we have any information about school level if people would like it?
No.
That's true. Because that's the same story. It's not necessary. Like an LCD, but it's just it adds something to the.
Yeah, we got some data on people that actually are interested in that, and I don't think scroller offers new functionality.
Most
whereas speaker recognition and LCD screen do offer new functionality.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we now already have to implement an advanced chip.
I think so, because if I think we're especially if you're going maybe if you have the two editions you want to give out, probably have one with. Speech recognition and
well, they basically can have speech recognition. Mainly focused on the LCD aspect.
Okay, hold on a minute. We're finished.
No, that's good.
Because if there's something.
Because you wanted to see them.
Did you have all the materials or anything?
Yes, this was the last one.
Okay, so just go for the design for now. Just let's see for a second. Combine everything.
So this is basically the deluxe edition.
Why is it square?
Why is it square?
Why did you pick square?
Because it's
square
designy.
Yeah,
it's basically
orders.
It has some futuristic tension.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't really know, but I just thought that in normal remote controls you have like smooth curves and this and that, and this is something new. This is something different, something fresh.
It's true.
And basically, what you can see here is that it has a little, yeah, let's say gap, which you can put your finger in.
Okay, so just
you can hold it really comfortable. That's basically the idea.
It's only right hand, then.
Or left hand.
Or
just
it's
really
a curve inside the thing. So.
As you can
where?
See, this is the
remote
control.
Oh, on the back, okay.
And you can't really see
oh
it
yeah,
that
okay.
well, but this is the LCD screen.
Okay.
So just imagine it goes that way.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
you can see you can hold
yeah.
it
yeah.
in your left or in your right hand. And I also made a quick image, because I did not have that much time, of the standard edition, which has basically, the keys are pretty much the same.
Keys are probably the number keys, I suppose.
Yeah, I had to do this really fast, so excuse me for the inconvenience
okay.
here, but as you can see, the keys moved.
Well, you can work on the actual console,
yeah.
actual design.
So these are basically the two types we have. So if we were to select the LCD screen, the transmitter, here you can see the lights.
One thing that you have to keep in mind is that you're moving the number keys from the top. And then in the simple design, you have them at the top. The complex design, you have them at the bottom. So it would give us a totally different design, so which actually is making a whole different product instead of two different models. I think it would be very expensive to produce two whole different.
Well, we can shift that, but normally, as you can see there, we put the number buttons right on top. Whereas, because we have the LCD screen here, we had to move them downward. So,
okay.
what you could say is that.
Why did you pick the numbers all the way above and the channels and volume
because
control?
Because these are basically the functions
yeah.
you use the most. So, if you hold it in your hand like this, you put your finger in the gap. This is the most easy part.
Okay.
for zapping, because people are zapping most of the time.
As long as you took it into consideration what people would prefer. Okay, you all agree on final thing.
Okay, so that's pretty much which I had in mind. As you can see here, this can be space for extra keys, which is the desired things.
Maybe it's better to look at what the people want,
yeah.
So I can show my investigation.
I think we're going towards the deluxe edition anyway.
Yeah,
I think it's better. Want, let's see what's
yeah.
The
especially for young people.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
That's mine.
Oh.
No, you should set it to the folder first.
Mm.
Okay, the investigation turns out that the most people want look and feel like it's the same as before, but it must be a little bit fancier than the look of it. The second important thing is it must be technological innovative, so there's the LCD screen is perfect, I think. And not the
speech recognition.
Yeah, that's very important. And the third thing is yes, it should be easy to use, so not too much buttons and channel selection. I think that's what you showed is perfect. And what the young people want is in Paris and Milan. It showed out that the fruit and vegetables are trendy. Mm-hmm. You see it in the clothes and everything. And the contrast of it, the buttons was a little bit spongy material. So rubber, I think that's the best.
Rubber would be the best as a material.
No. So we were focusing on the younger people. So the elder, they wanted a little bit of wood in it. And that's not important enough.
So
it could be a cover, but it's not.
Yeah.
It focuses the young audience, so let's stick to that.
Uh-huh. So I thought a mix and young classic remote with.
I think in this case you're losing the focus on the.
Yeah, that's why.
That's what we're focusing on. So I think it's a spongy feel gives us rubber.
With a fruit
apparently
cover or something. Like
yeah,
that.
Apparently. Yeah. Maybe also, I tend to disagree with the sharp form. Especially if you're saying fruits and vegetables, maybe it's supposed to be a little more round.
A form of a vegetable or a fruit.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe like
but that's just
pears.
More a seasonal trend thing.
That's what
the
we're
idea
doing.
Now is that you can put a cover on it, for example, with food like a shape or whatever.
Next
year, it'll be something completely different, and then you have your apple-shaped remote control, which is not trendy anymore. So I think that's more something you can focus.
Like your Star Trek phaser thing-shaped control.
Really
sharp.
What you can do is smooth the edges, indeed, but that will bring extra expenses.
Or maybe just make it into a little smooth curve instead of just a sharp.
Fruit and vegetables around, so it's better.
I think there needs to be a little. I think it's too sharp. The edges are too sharp. The bottom is fine, of course, if it's square. You just make the top a little rounded off on the sides. So.
I think, according to my information, this would be too close.
That would be too
one
curves.
Left and one right, and that's disables. What was it again?
But
something else for the middle.
One curve. You could also make a curve or through a curve, but that would make.
But we've got like one curve here.
Okay, that's not a problem.
For the gap.
That's
and we can have one here.
It's not for the trendy thing.
No. But I'm just because you mentioned that more curves, the more expensive, so I'm just
Yeah?
taking that into
Okay.
account.
But let's see, titanium would give us only one curve.
Yeah, but we don't have
So realize that we're not using titanium.
No.
But we picked rubber, right?
Right, we did.
Scrap.
So basically what we can do is
Just do
make
something
these
forward on
edges a little bit less sharp, but the problem then is that it will start to resemble the remote controls as we have them today. If we were looking at something fresh, something trendy.
Well, actually we're setting ourselves apart from by technology alone, actually. So that, let's see what you do.
This is what I call the curves. This side, this
Oh,
side,
okay.
this is
Oh,
how
okay.
they come.
Like that. Not really the curves on the side of the
No, no,
phone.
this is what I mean.
Oh, okay, so that's basically
Okay, now I understand why they have more like are the curves decrease the size of the electronics that can be inside.
Okay.
I don't think the outside would be called as a curve really.
Yeah, that's right.
It's for all the basic model people from the side. Well, sure, I see come up with some designs fast anyway, so.
But you can make if you want to use fruit in the
Okay.
But isn't the fruit like a cover thing? Because we
Well, you shouldn't focus on the mostly
Right,
the cover because a lot of things you came up with shouldn't be really
You
shouldn't be
can
too
make it
focused
like
on the covers again.
No,
like
We have
this.
an idea of our own, but we're not sure if
But
we
if
can make
we flip
it
that
like that.
directly into the design, we limit ourselves extremely because that's just for one
That's one
seasonal
thing I'm also
trend.
afraid with this one because the edges are really
That's an
stick out on the
example,
side, for example. If you have a basic design a little smaller on the edges, you could put more covers on it. One with square or sharp corners if you
Okay,
wanted
so
to,
that's
so
well that's probably
just round it off a little, I guess, because we have more
Plus
options,
we just
but
like it to go a little bit more like this.
I think so, because it looks leaner and
Okay.
should just go with that. Anyway, you have all the time in the world to make the final design and we made it in there, so. So we decided on what do you guys wanna know again? Because this is you know, part of my thing, so. It comes to a decision.
Present everything you wanted to.
Yep.
Okay.
So I can quickly make the proposed designs.
We still need to decide on a couple of things you needed to know.
Yeah. Okay. Energy. Choose regular batteries.
Yep.
The chip is advanced, because we have the advanced features. The case will be material will be rubber, I suppose, from the design we talked about. User interface type. Well, I think we to call the components separately what we want. Let's see. Supplements. Not sure what I mean by that, anyway. And then you guys should work together on the final design, both on internal and external design. So you know, you should probably find out how the product will fall into the market, how
Yeah.
it's gonna happen with the final design as we have it now. So
Yeah, definitely.
yeah, of course you get your specific instructions as usual. So let's put some more on think around. Pretty much in agreement actually, which is good. So
Are we all in agreement about the well, the primary structure of the of my design?
Left,
Except
let's
for
see,
the
where did the
edges.
pen go here?
Like the keys there.
Open your thing again. Let's see what we can come up with anything new. Let's do the next one. So what would give us your design would be the lights would be on top, right? If one
Right.
on each one on each side.
To create a kind of disco effect when you That was basically
Is
what
it the lights for finding the remote or the lights that
Lights for the finding of the remote. We can also use one light for showing that the signal is being sent.
Yeah, I think that would just be a simple light or something, like that's not that important. Or just like a matter of a beep if you just know that there's contact, so I don't think that's super important to that.
So yeah, the tenant text we have here, we have the mute LCD screen, this is the on off button.
And speech recognition.
Speech recognition, I, what did I imagine? I do that pretty much over here, that you could use it like this.
Record and then.
Speak to it. Then you have the extra piece of tenant text, mute, two buttons which can be pretty much anything or nothing, you can also just not use them.
Let's see, just make.
A controls and a key.
Yeah.
One light here. I'm just making it red now, but could be any color, so.
It's fine.
Okay, whatever. Fine, anyway, what do we have here? I'll make it, are we gonna use square buttons or round ones actually? Personally, I would prefer round ones.
Yeah, but the, this was just in the design, I had a square design, so I had square buttons, but in that case, round buttons would be more appropriate.
Okay, I see, so we take a round power button right here. Whatever, back to black. Not too big though. I think this would be good. Let's see.
Where are these for your extra controls?
Yeah. The left one is teletext and the right one is mute. And these two buttons are or not necessary or.
If we go for round buttons in general, do we want to, the menu key in the middle to be round? For example, if you, let's see, if we did this here. I think we'll go with the triangles though. Come on.
Yeah, the triangles will be best. Mm-hmm.
Triangles are good. Yeah, they're a little too big now. Anyway, okay. So do you want, for example, a round button in the middle or a square one?
I personally think that a round button looks a bit silly. But
I'm not sure. Just came up with it. This aligns nicely, so. Okay. We'll just take the round button, I suppose. The square button, sorry.
Does everybody agree on that?
No.
I suppose
not.
Yeah.
Okay. There's our numbers. I think we need an extra button here, of course, for yeah, like you had for the higher numbers. And you could include a button here for the mute, I suppose, or something else, just to mirror the effect.
But it's not necessary.
It's not necessary because you can take this away, but there it looks like there's a hole there, just to mirror the effect. Okay, so we have
put
a few.
Put our logo there.
No, I think it would be nice to put the logo here, for example, if you have some buttons here. We could put a logo here because it's very always in your field of vision. If you're watching it, the LCD screen, blah, blah.
What about a button for your favorite channel?
Oh,
well, could include either here.
With the extra components.
Or here, for example. Either here or here.
It's getting a little bit too crowded up
I know.
There, so.
I have to put it up.
So it can basically be the button down below or one of the four buttons.
And we could put this one as favorite channel.
Four.
One of these four,
four
okay.
Is
favorite channel?
What?
One of the four.
Because it's a little bit confusing to have 12 buttons down there because you're really accustomed to 11. I'd say.
You're accustomed to 11? No, okay. Have it your way. I mean. I think this looks rather like there's something missing, for example. I mean, why would you include because there's a piece of electronics under there anyway, so why don't give it a function? So it could be anything, but.
Well, you can also shift the two buttons to be nicely aligned.
No, I think because this is zero, you want zero to be misaligned with the rest. Anyway, so this is the basic design we want to have. Mono, what are we missing?
Oh, we're missing an OK button, but we have a button up there.
OK Okay,
It's still
so you
green,
want
so
the remote to be this the side view actually where I'm gonna draw. So probably think you want the curve to be here. So have your finger under here like this?
Yeah.
Suppose?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's gonna be on this straight or what? Let's keep it at this. So it would be like this. Do you want something interesting with it? Or let's see. It'll give us light here. Maybe it's boring. Do you want it curved or what? Maybe you want
well,
like this?
I think it looks better curved, but that's probably
we'll give us design problems because we have
it can't be curved.
It can be curved because the yeah, it's a little bit more
it can be curved. Okay,
curved.
I think so. That's why I asked. Okay, so
I would go with the whole actually.
Hmm?
I would go like a hands over your hands a little bit.
Oh crap.
Yeah. That's well balanced and you don't just drop it easy.
Oh. Anyway, so you want to load like this?
Yeah, something like that.
And just stop the curve here or continue it. So we have our LCD screen. Let's see.
It looks like a banana.
It's banana vision.
It's fruit.
Yeah.
So you have your LCD screen right here, I suppose. That would make. I'm gonna use the colors now.
And you want to make a special edition and record a
little
set. You got sponsored, now you get a free one with every pack of Chiquita.
That's good enough for that. They can download one.
So, get the buttons here.
Exactly.
I suppose we can put. Let's see. I suppose we can put the batteries in here because it has the most space, for example.
Won't that be a problem with the LCD screen?
I don't think so because it's the biggest part of the.
Yeah, but the LCD screen probably needs quite a chip.
I think this is possible.
I think it's possible. I think it's the best place. Yeah, you could also put them here, but.
It doesn't matter. You can actually place a chip for the LCD screen at the bottom. And wire it. That's
okay.
Okay, that's not a problem.
So I put the batteries here. That's fine. Yeah. A lot.
I think we can do
it. The other couple, what are we missing here? Something. Speech recognition. Where do you want the microphone, for example, to be? On the side or on the, or
oh,
for example, on top?
Basically,
like here.
The idea that I had was it to be pretty much in combination with the transmitter, because you can talk to it like this.
Okay, yeah, I thought maybe it either be here or because it's it might interfere with the transmitter. I'm not sure. Because the transmitter would be here.
Well, the email said it was quite a small component, so I don't
why?
Know.
Once again, like you said, the component can be somewhere. Bottom while we wire the microphone up there. Anyway. Yeah, it could either be here or make a double microphone. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. It is, I believe, also able to talk.
It's able to talk to you.
I have a sample sensor and a speaker sensor.
A speaker sensor.
Speaker sensor we already have, but I don't know what they exactly mean by a sample sensor. Could it talk back? Like give confirmation or something. I think it can. I think if you have a speech recognition component,
I think so. Yeah.
Speaking component is not that hard to put in.
Yeah, I mean, it could be all the stuff could be integrated into the LCD screen, which you could navigate with this, I suppose. Navigate through everything. If you have, I think the advanced option should be.
Back.
I think the advanced option could also be integrated in the LCD screen, of course, because you don't have to have a button for everything. You can just navigate through. your menu that you have here for advanced options with this. I think that would be fine. That's would be making use of the LCD screen.
You already have a sound component for the beep. So
so the flashing of the beep, we have, well, anything we could, yeah, you could put a speaker or something on the side, for example. Right. How do you draw that again? Whatever. Looks stupid.
So it's basically the idea. We need to stay here and work out.
I'm not sure.
I should be getting
here because we're supposed to
have
5 minutes to finish the meeting.
Okay. Info that I got was that you were ever kind of work on our own because you're going to do the marketing.
Yeah.
Analyzing. I'm supposed to do that, a little work on the year end report, so the project report.
But I suppose
everybody's satisfied with the current design we have?
Yes.
So
it's fine.
Supposed to be the rubber. I think the remote control is going to be black. We forgot to talk about, the company colors are important, apparently. So we have the logo up there. So are we going to, this color is black?
And yellow.
And yellow, of course, we can use yellow buttons or yellow navigation or whatever.
Oh, which means I would take a yellow.
Yellow control.
It's not flashy, it's predominantly.
Yeah, but when you use covers, it basically is easier to have a neutral color on the base.
But don't stick yourself on the cover.
No, we're designing the remote control now, but taking that into consideration, it's better to have a neutral base color than to have a flashy.
Yeah, but the info, I think we should go with the company color because it's specific info that I got from the project board, so.
The only
thing
we should
go with that.
Train the remote control, so.
It's either black cover with yellow buttons or vice versa. And I would say take the yellow cover with black buttons.
If more trendy.
Then take the yellow. We can doodle that onto it.
Yeah, we have to let it go away.
You know what? I'm not going to do this.
Right, it's up to you guys.
Doodle
us a nice design for the next meeting.
Yeah.
We're all happy now.
Still don't have my squirrel wheel, no?
Where would you put
it?
I'm not sure. I have no clue what we can do to scroll for.
And you can use it for the channels and for the volume, but
it
has no
takes space,
real
space.
Added value.
But that's not my point. It's not because it's functional. It's just to add to the design to have it flashy.
Mm-hmm.
It
has
no function.
I'm not sure if it has no function. Why you can put it there? And so much
scroll for
like
channels selection or volume.
I think channel selection would be annoying because you just scroll past the channel. Or
let's vote on it, then we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Oh.
What do you want? In or out?
Basically, out.
Okay, see. You are out? You are. Okay. I think
that's probably.
Okay.
I don't see anything missing here. This.
You
have
one
answer.
I have one answer.
I'm not sure if we're going to get financing anyway. I thought it was going to be an issue. That's the first time we started. I thought it was going to be a cost issue. Which material we were going to take.
I don't
get to the advanced chips or anything, so just do whatever you like.
I only have one question on the material, but I don't have information on it. If you chose rubber.
Rubber isn't expensive?
No, can you make yellow rubber?
You can make rubber
in
any
color.
In any color, sure. I mean, you can make yellow titanium, but
we
can make yellow rubber.
We won't use a removable cover.
We can make, for example, it's just something you can click on like that. But it's not, apparently it's not something we're working with in the
maybe
future.
Maybe later, maybe we can.
Yeah, it could be. It can be done.